Hey, everybody, it's the Charlie Kirk Show. Vivek Ramaswamy joins us and Ari Fleischer join us to reflect on the debate. We have the wind at our back. Let's do the work. tpaction.com/vote. Register voters. Become a force multiplier. Become a volunteer. Be an activist. tpaction.com/vote. That is tpaction.com/vote. Nobody's working as hard as Turning Point USA and Turning Point Action. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Okay, how bad was it? Well, we have a very special guest that can tell us that. It is Ari Fleischer. Ari, thank you for making time for us today. I've been excited to have you on. I asked the team, I said, get Ari Fleischer because he really sees this stuff so fairly and you have great experience. Former White House press secretary and also Fleischer Communications. Very simple question. You've covered this stuff for a long time, Ari. How bad was this for Joe Biden last night?
On a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 10 because of the freak out. You know, actually, Charlie, as I watched it, I didn't think Biden bombed. I thought he was having a typical Joe Biden day, which was bad, stumbling, bumbling, incoherent, hard to put a sentence together. But as anybody who has watched conservative media knows, that's just a day for Joe Biden. The problem was, and this is how media bias bites the other side. We conservatives are usually the victim of it, but here the left was the victim. Because if you're a CNN viewer, a MSNBC viewer, a New York Times reader, you are seldom, if ever, told that Joe Biden is in cognitive decline. You're actually told that Republicans make cheap fake videos about this issue. That's just not true. So last night, tens of millions got to see for the first time how bad Biden performs. And they're startled. They're shocked. And that's why you have the meltdown you have on the left.
I think that's a really smart analysis, Ari, that, and I know this is hard for people to believe because you watch this program, you listen to, you know, you see, watch Hannity or whatever, you watch Bannon, and we see the Biden trip ups all the time on our social media. There are tens of millions of people that are cloistered away from conservative media that tuned in last night. We're still waiting for ratings numbers, but I bet it's huge. And then all this, and then in addition, the clips. So Ari, help me understand this. I found to be shocking the green light, the ambush that John King was leading on the CNN panel afterwards. I want to play just some of this piece of tape here. I think it's 123, if I'm not mistaken, 120 or 123, where there was no hesitation, Ari, out of the gate, full ambush of Joe Biden, no spin, no nuance. I was anticipating CNN to go into recovery mode. Oh, wasn't that bad? He made good points. And, you know, but it was just gloves were off. Play cut 123.
Minutes into the debate, and it continues right now. It involves party strategists. It involves elected officials. It involves fundraisers. And they're having conversations about the president's performance, which they think was dismal, which they think will hurt other people down the party in the ticket. And they're having conversations about what they should do about it. Some of those conversations include, should we go to the White House and ask the president to step aside? Other of the conversations are about, should prominent Democrats go public with that call? Because they feel this debate was so terrible.
So Ari, help me understand, have you ever seen the friendly home team media pounce as quickly as they did? Help unpack that for me, Ari Fleischer.
And that's, again, why I say this was a 10 on the disaster scale, because this is the hometown fans now cheering and turning against Joe Biden, and that's what hurts. If it was just conservatives, it wouldn't bother Biden and his team. This has to just wreck them inside. Look, say what you will about CNN. John King is plugged in. John King has sources everywhere. John King used to be the chief political correspondent for the Associated Press. He's a man of Washington for a long time with a deep Rolodex, and his phone got lit up. During the debate, my phone started to get lit up by a lot of plugged-in people saying there's a Democratic meltdown underway, and I didn't see it till later. But people like John King saw it instantly, and I think this was just journalism, frankly. I think there was no big setup here. CNN doesn't know who's in the on-deck circle. They haven't all said this is a deliberate plan. We were just waiting for the right moment to get rid of Biden. I think they just watched events unfold, and they were shocked at how many Democrats they knew were saying this is a disaster, and they reported it.
So you were the White House press secretary. Take us into the White House. How do you possibly spin this and navigate forward?
Well, I love the split between Corinne Jean-Pierre and Kamala Harris. I mean, when Harris says, you know, it was a slow start. Is Corinne going to say it was a slow start? The only thing they can do is defend Joe Biden. Kamala Harris did a terrible job doing that last night. They must defend their boss and tell the American people that that which we all saw is not what happened. That's the only thing the White House can do in this instance. They can't pile on Biden. So that's what I expect them to do. They already started to see it last night at the Waffle House and with Jill Biden. And until Joe Biden says, I'm out, they have to pretend he's in. They have no choice.
So then walk us through then the process. If Joe Biden does not relinquish control, then they're stuck with him. Is that correct?
100% correct, Charlie. I mean, the only way that this could get overturned is by the superdelegates leading a rebellion at the Democratic convention to the point where Democrats who are pledged to support Biden because Biden won the primaries in those states go into full revolt. And you talk about a threat to democracy. You talk about overturning the results of an election. Biden won the primary. And there were all kinds of people warning the Democrats how crazy it is for them not to have an insurance policy, not to have a strong candidate test Joe Biden in primaries, in debates against Joe Biden. And now we're all watching this unfold where the Democrats don't know how to turn, where to turn, what to do. But Charlie, you got the fundamentals right. If Biden says, I'm stubborn, I'm not stepping down, I am running, it will be almost impossible for the delegates in Milwaukee to force his hand. He has to say, I've gotten the message, I heard the voices, I won't run. And then you get chaos until they have a nominee.
Yeah. And then, by the way, how do you even script a convention at that point? A convention is supposed to be a celebration and bringing your message to the American people in an uninterrupted television time. And so reporting shows Wisconsin's already too late to remove Joe Biden from the ballot in Wisconsin. Nevada, after tonight, the fourth Friday in June, it'll be too late to remove Joe Biden. This is collapsing in real time for them. Here is a montage right here of Democrats insisting in the weeks. This is why it's bad for all the Democrats. They've been covering for this guy. I just had it in front of me. Ryan, can you resend it? Of all the Democrats saying for weeks ahead of time that Joe Biden is mentally fit, that Joe Biden knows that he's on the top of his game, that he's never been as sharp, that Joe Biden is ready, 157.
He is sharp, intensely probing, and detail-oriented and focused.
This is a man who is sharp, who is on top of his game, who knows what's going on.
This guy's tough. He's smart. He's on his game.
His mental acuity is great.
This is a very sharp president.
This is a man that's on his game.
President Biden is absolutely fit.
There's not a problem.
He's sharp. He's fit. I mean, he's always answering questions.
He is on the ball.
He was sharper than anyone I've spoken to.
He is sharp. He is on top of things.
There's no doubt in my mind that the president is mentally fit for office.
Biden has proven himself to have a strong memory.
He's completely mentally sharp.
He's at the top of his game.
So now this is a Democrat lying problem, Ari. This is the Democrats lying to the American people that this is on the top of his game. Your reaction, Ari Fleischer?
If this is the top of his game, it's a pretty low game. Democrats have that. This is again why they're in panic, because they've all been doing this, particularly John Tester in Montana and Bob Casey in Pennsylvania, the Democrats who were up in the close states, Sherrod Brown in Ohio. They married Joe Biden and now they're stuck with him. So what are they going to do? And in a lot of those races today, their Democrat Republican opponents are calling on those senators to distance themselves from Joe Biden. And they now are stuck with the words they used to endorse Biden, contrary to what we've all seen with our eyes. It's not just a Biden problem. It is a Democrat-wide problem in the House and the Senate. The Senate was already going to turn Republican. Charlie, if this is a 1980, 1994, 2014 style sweep year, one of those dramatic years where the party out of power gains a huge number of seats, the most Republicans could pick up is 10. That is how big a swing there could be in the Senate. That would bring in somebody like Nella Domenici running in New Mexico. It's a long shot. But the Democrats' margins, that most they could pick up if everything went perfect, is 2 in the Senate, Florida and Texas. Neither of those is likely going to happen. Republicans could be on their way to a sweep, the maximum number being 10 seats. Democrats need to panic.
This is why I think that they've dug themselves such a deep hole. That montage right there is so powerful of them saying he's on the top of the game, best ever. And then you put him on TV and people know that they are liars. They have lied and lied and lied repeatedly.
Are you ready to lose weight but not sure where to start? I understand. I was right where you are 2 years ago. Let me tell you why I chose the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition Program. First, Dr. Ashley Lucas has her PhD in chronic disease and sports nutrition. Her program is based on years of research and is science-based. Second, the PhD program starts in nutrition. There is so much more. They know that 90% of permanent change comes from the mind, and they work on eliminating the reason you gained this weight in the first place. There's no shortcuts, pills, or injections, just solid, science-based nutrition and behavior change. And finally, most importantly, I lost 30 pounds. Look, they're amazing. If you want to lose weight, you got to go to myphdweightloss.com. I was just texting with Dr. Ashley Lucas today. If you're ready to lose weight for the last time, call 864-644-1900. Go online at myphdweightloss.com. Do what I did and what hundreds of my listeners have done and call today, 864-644-1900. I recommend their program. Dr. Ashley Lucas has her PhD in chronic disease and sports nutrition. Her program is based on years of research and is science-based. Second, the PhD program starts in nutrition, but it's so much more. Go to myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com. Call 864-644-1900. I lost over 30 pounds. Dr. Ashley Lucas, great American. Check it out, myphdweightloss.com.
All right, we're going to play a piece of tape, and I want you to react to it. I thought this was one of Donald Trump's best moments, when Joe Biden was mumbling incoherently, and Donald Trump had a beautiful answer. It was well, well handled. Play cut 97.
Making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do dealing with everything we have to do with, look, if we finally beat Medicare.
Thank you, President Biden. President Trump?
Well, he's right. He did beat Medicare. He beat it to death.
Ari Fleischer, your reaction to that exchange?
Well, two things. One is Trump's body language. Did you notice how Trump was staring ahead, and then he kind of glanced over at Biden twice? As if
I completely agree.
Are you okay? It's like, there's something wrong here. So that spoke volumes. And then, Charlie, actually, the best line was the line right after that where he said, frankly, I didn't understand a word you said at the end, and I don't think you did either. What a put down, and what a logical statement to say.
I completely agree. And by the way that the back and forth was handled by CNN, the fact they did the split screen was remarkable. And it showed you were looking more at Joe Biden being incoherent than Donald Trump actually talking at times. I want to get this one here. Let's play this one.
Great point.
I thought that Donald Trump's handling of the abortion topic has not been praised enough. This is a thicket. I'm pro-life 100%. I also understand the politics of the situation. Donald Trump, Joe Biden thought this was going to be a triumphant win. When Donald Trump actually ended up the winner of the abortion dialogue and turned a negative into a positive, I thought he handled it beautifully. Let's play cut 135.
He can take the life of the baby in the ninth month and even after birth, because some states, Democrat run, take it after birth. Again, the governor, former governor of Virginia, put the baby down, then we decide what to do with it. So he's willing to, as we say, rip the baby out of the womb in the ninth month and kill the baby. Nobody wants that to happen, Democrat or Republican. Nobody wants it to happen.
You're lying. That is simply not true. The Roe v. Wade does not provide for that. That's not the circumstance. Only if a woman's life is in danger, she's going to die. That's the only circumstance in which that can happen. But we are not for late-term abortion, period. Period, period.
Under Roe v. Wade, you have late-term abortion. You can do whatever you want, depending on the state. You can do whatever you want. We don't think that's a good thing. We think it's a radical thing. We think the Democrats are the radicals, not the Republicans.
I thought that was absolutely masterful. And by the way, Trump is correct, just so that we are clear. In New Mexico, Colorado, Oregon, Minnesota, Vermont, and New Jersey, there are no limits on abortion, period. And Roe versus Wade allowed for that. Ari, can you comment on the difficult issue of abortion and how Donald Trump handled that?
Yeah, Trump is trying to carve a new path for the Republicans on this. And I think the verdict's out, frankly, Charlie. This issue, at least politically, has benefited the Democrats so far. Trump is right on the law. Roe v. Wade was wrongly decided. It properly should have been repealed, regardless of what the politics are. And the fact that the states are moving their way through and settling this is the appropriate way for our system to handle it. It should not be decided by fiat, by the courts, imposing legislation on the people. It should be handled by the various legislatures of the 50 states. That is proper. And that's how you get to consensus. You don't get to it by having it dictated. And Trump is the one trying to navigate those choppy waters. I do think he's doing a good job. And Republicans need help, especially making the case that Democrats are radicals, because the press will not write that story. And so Trump needed to help drive that home in a debate with 70 million or so watching.
Final question here, Ari, about 1 minute remaining. Betting odds, yes or no, if you were to put your money on, is Joe Biden going to be the nominee coming into November?
Charlie, if you put a gun to my head and said to me, will Joe Biden be the nominee in November? My answer to you would be, shoot. look, I used to give it one-third odds that Biden was going to withdraw before the Democratic convention, and now it's up to 50-50 in my book. That's how bad a performance it was. This comes down to stubborn Joe Biden. I'm the one. I beat him before. I'll beat him again. Versus the Democratic Party that is now in a meltdown fear that they're going to lose everything this November.
Excellent. Ari, thank you so much for your time. Brilliant analysis. Thank you.
Thanks, Charlie.
You might have heard Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of this cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly onto you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, and some of you may not even know about it. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel set, $25. Brand new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. For the first time ever, their premium MyPillows with the all-new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping too. This amazing offer won't last long. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Kirk or call 800-875-0425 today. That is promo code Kirk at MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk.
Joining us now is Vivek Ramaswamy. Vivek was there in Atlanta yesterday. Vivek, I want to get your immediate reaction to what happened last night and the implications for who we may or may not be running up against moving forward.
Yeah, well, Charlie, look, I said this in the Republican debates and over the course of my entire presidential campaign last year, this was highly unlikely ever to be a Biden opponent that we were up against. And last night made that clear as day. For a second, even taking the partisan goggles off, it was sad. Just as a U.S. citizen, as a citizen of this country, Republican or Democrat, to see a nominal president of the United States who is failing to function even the basic activities of daily living of a human being. This is a lie, and I think the government owes the people of this country an answer, that it's now clear that this man is not running the country. If it's not Joe Biden, who actually is? And I think we, the people, deserve a response on that. But I think that was the number one takeaway from last night. President Trump did an outstanding job. I think it was one of his best debate performances. I think maybe one of the best debate performances in modern history, actually. He landed some authentic messages that I think came through the TV. I think at the point where he said, quite honestly, and I know he believes this, he wishes that Joe Biden were a good president, because if he were, then Donald Trump wouldn't have to be putting himself through this. He could be living a better life. I think that landed with a lot of independents, with a lot of CEOs who I've talked to, with a lot of people who are maybe centrists or independents that are leaning towards Trump. I think that really spoke to them. And I think that that landed with them in a way that some of the other things that we might have said on the right may not have landed with them in the same way. So I think it was a success on a number of counts. I think it opens up some real questions that our government owes the people some hard answers on in terms of who's actually running the country right now. We deserve to know. And I do think that this was a trap in the making. This was intentional. What we saw last night, it was not an accident. It was by intentional design. And how do we know that? It's because the Democratic Party explicitly negotiated for this unusually early debate, the earliest debate that's taken place in American history, the first one ever before the nominating convention of either party. Why did they do it? It was their final opportunity to toss the old man to one side. As I've been saying for the entire last year and a half, that's exactly what they're going to do. And what they described as a conspiracy theory last year has now become a reality today. Now, I have my views on how this is going to go, but I think it's going to make for a very eventful 5 months ahead. And that's why complacency is not an option for us, Charlie. I think it's one of the traps we can fall into. The other side has always been one step ahead. And I think we risk falling into the trap of complacency if we think that the race is over because Biden failed. It may just be that the race is just now beginning.
Lots of people might have thought we won the election last night. That is not true. Enjoy it. It's been a long time since we've had a night to really enjoy where the Democrats are freaking out. The election might just be starting. You said this at the Republican primary debates. Roll tape 174.
I also want to close with one message to the Democrat Party. End this farce that Joe Biden is going to be your nominee. We know he's not even the president of the United States. He's a puppet for the managerial class. So have the guts to step up and be honest about who you're actually going to put up so we can have an honest debate. Biden should step aside, end his candidacy now so we can see whether it's Newsom or Michelle Obama or whoever else.
All right,
just
Mr.
tell us the truth so we can have an honest debate.
Ambassador.
Boy, that feels like a lifetime ago. Vivek, then what is the process and the timeline of how you think they're going to remove Joe Biden? Because right now, Joe Biden is rallying his supporters. They're chanting four more years. He's leaning in. He's white-knuckling. Can this be done if Joe Biden white-knuckles?
I think they're chanting four more years for Obama. I think it's effectively who they're rooting for. I think that that, in some measure, may be the person or among those who are behind the scenes right now anyway. The reality is I don't think Michelle Obama is off the table. I don't think a lot of these other candidates for the Democrats are off the table who they've otherwise dismissed so far. And in some ways, Charlie, that's a best case scenario that they're trying to play for, because if somebody comes in really late, it avoids them being scrutinized, but has the election occur right where they're still in the middle of the honeymoon phase. That would be wrong. It would be deceptive. It would be a lie on the American people. And if and when that happens, I want people at home and independents and libertarians and even Democrats to ask themselves, are you going to tolerate a leadership class in this country that lies to you that explicitly? Just 6 weeks ago, it was New York Times headlines claiming that it was creative right-wing video clipping that was selective editing showing Joe Biden to be frail. You know what? None of that video clipping, however good those video clippers were, none of them could have done a better job of proving the point than actually Joe Biden directly for an hour and a half on that stage last night. And so my message to anybody in this country who is surprised by what they saw last night, if you're actually surprised when Biden's frailties have been this clear for this long, ask yourself if the media could lie to you about that. What else are they also lying to you about right now? It's just like they lied to you about the Russia collusion hoax, the origin of COVID, everything else. What else are they lying to you about right now? And I hope that's an eye-opening moment to a lot of people. Charlie, I think the good news is I talk to a lot of people who have been successful multi-billionaires, investors, et cetera, who even a year ago, entrepreneurs who wouldn't have thought of even publicly voicing support for Donald Trump, who after a performance like last night, I think do feel some license to say, you know what? Joe Biden has no business being the president of the United States. It's time to coalesce around Donald Trump, even if we don't agree with everything he says. And I think there's a temptation on our side. I even feel some of this when I have those conversations to sort of be annoyed, to say, okay, where were you a year ago? And where were you 2 years ago? And why weren't you saying the same thing? I think we've actually got to resist that. If we want to win the election this year, even for people who are coming to the same views that people like you and I might have had a year ago, we should say, you know what? We respect somebody who's able to change their mind. That's how we're going to grow our America First coalition and really turn this election on the positive side. So on the negative side, complacency is not an option. But on the positive side, this could be the first landslide election possibility we've had in decades, in a generation. And think about what that does for the possibility of actually national unity, something we've forgotten in the United States, to unite around a leader like Donald Trump. That's a generational opportunity that I don't want to squander. And that's going to require us to give space to centrists and even people on the center left, give them the space not to put them in a box and say you were wrong and have to have the views you had a year ago, but to say that, you know what, if you want to open your mind and actually open your eyes and say, we're all human beings, have made some mistakes, great. I think this is an attitude. This is a time for us to be charitable to those kinds of voters, be they CEOs or university leaders or anybody else, to be able to come with us, because we're going to need every bit of that to win this in a big way.
Joe Biden is white-knuckling in a very serious way. I think we need to broaden this critique beyond Joe Biden to the entire Democrat Party and how the Democrat Party has been lying about us, as you say, Vivek. This is a very powerful montage. We played it previously, that it's not just a Joe Biden thing. It's that they've been covering up for this. This is a national security issue. This is a violation of the fidelity to the country. This involves Schumer and Pelosi. This involves Debbie Dingell. This involves Maxine Waters. This involves Alejandro Mayorkas. This involves Chris Murphy. This involves Coons. Every major Democrat, when asked, J.B. Pritzker from Dan Schneiderman, all these guys, Karine Jean-Pierre, he's the best we've ever seen him. And the American people can now understand our ruling class. They are pack of liars, that your leaders lie to you repeatedly with zero concern for the truth. Play cut 157.
He is sharp, intensely probing, and detail-oriented and focused.
This is a man who is sharp, who is on top of his game, who knows what's going on.
This guy's tough. He's smart. He's on his game.
His mental acuity is great.
This is a very sharp president.
This is a man that's on his game.
President Biden is absolutely fit.
There's not a problem.
He's sharp. He's fit. He's always answering questions.
He is on the ball.
He was sharper than anyone I've spoken to.
He is sharp. He is on top of things.
There's no doubt in my mind that the president is mentally fit for office.
Biden has proven himself to have a strong memory.
He's completely mentally sharp.
He's at the top of his game.
Oh, they are stuck, Vivek. They have dug themselves a hole. Vivek, your response.
But the reality is, this is a wake-up call for America. Charlie, the media has lied and the government has lied systematically. You go straight down the list. This goes back a very long time. You go to the Iraq War. You go to the 2008 financial crisis. You could go to the Russia collusion hoax that never was. The Hunter Biden laptop story that was suppressed on the eve of the last election. Talk about the origin of COVID-19. The truth about what they suppressed, the basis for the prosecutions of January 6th. Look at that Supreme Court ruling coming out today. Finally, at least bringing back some semblance of the rule of law to this country. These people have lied, and they have lied systematically without accountability. Is it any surprise that they continue to lie about Biden's fitness for office as well? And so that's my message to many Democrats and many independent-minded libertarians or anybody else, is you may not agree with 100% of what Donald Trump says, but you deserve a government that actually tells you the truth and isn't staffed by people who grew up in the very swamp that we need to go in there and drain. This is a once-in-a-generation opportunity to restore the 1776 vision that our founding fathers had in mind when they declared independence from a lying British monarchy. It's time to declare our new independence in 2024. And if we squander this opportunity, we're not going to get it again. This is the moment for Americans to actually say, you know what, I don't care what label you are, black or white, or forget Democrat or Republican, those labels don't mean anything. This is our chance to put back a government that actually just tells us, for God's sake, once and for all, give us the truth, we can handle it. And I think the fact that they've tried to coddle us this long and failed paves the way for an opportunity that if we squandered this time, we're not going to have it again. This is our time to step up and seize it this November.
The future of the entire Democrat Party is on the line. They have very little margin of error. At some point, are Democrats going to start cutting their losses, or do they say, we're just going to ride Joe Biden as far as we can, hope we do not get completely obliterated? Now, I do not know what this looks like from this point forward, but changing out a candidate is highly risky stuff. They very well might try this comeback kid arc. Good luck with that. The American people saw what they saw, and that is now tattooed into the memory. And deprogramming that with drugs or different events, it's not like changing a tire. It's changing a president.
Okay, I've never seen a discount this huge from Balance of Nature, and this discount is for a limited time. So today is the day to order it. Look, if you've listened to me for any length of time, you've heard me rave about Balance of Nature's amazing fruits and vegetables and their supplements. You've heard their customers rave about how much they love Balance of Nature and how good it is and makes them feel. If you've been on the fence about ordering, today is the day you jump the fence, because right now, for a limited time, Balance of Nature is taking 50% off your first set as a preferred customer during the summer savings promotion. But you've got to use my special code when ordering. Take their risk-free money-back challenge today. Use discount code CHARLIE to get 50% off your first order. Call 800-246-8751 or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code CHARLIE to get 50% off. This is an extraordinary offer. Get 50% off your first set today.
Vivek, then what needs to be our battle plan if they throw Donald Trump in prison on July 11th? Do you think that, two questions, what's our battle plan? Or do you think it's more or less likely that Mershon puts Trump in immediate prison sentence?
I think they have been playing for this prison sentence for a long time, Charlie. If they were going to go this distance, they didn't want to stop halfway. But the reality is, if you look at the performance of last night, it's completely made all of this irrelevant, actually. And that's the beauty of Donald Trump and what you got to respect about everything he's done against what they set up as the odds. First, try to take him off the ballot without even a trial. Then multiple different cases, two federal cases, a Georgia case, as well as the New York case, all coming at once. Three of those cases now moved to one side. The New York conviction already acquitted in the eyes of the voting public. So even if they do put him in jail, he's in some ways immunized himself. He has created a shield based on truth, based on his vision for the future of this country. And I respect the hell out of him for that. And that's what makes America great, is leaders who are able to say, you know what? The people on the other side are going to continue to bring the arrows. It didn't stop our founding fathers from winning the revolution. And I don't think it's going to stop Donald Trump from winning this election if we all do our part as well. So whether they put him in prison or not, I think Donald Trump has it nailed to be able to explain to the American people why it's all a sham and why the reason they're imprisoning him is the very fact that he's running and trying to fix this country. What I think the actual battle plan is how do the rest of us do our part to ensure that actual victory, such that when we come out in November, it's not 50.1 razor thin margin minus some shenanigans. That's a loss. This has to be a landslide, has to be so big that any shenanigans don't make a difference in this election. And after last night, I think we have a first in a generation opportunity to do it. But you know what? You don't like early voting? Too bad. Play by the rules as they exist, unfortunately, so that we could change the rules to what they need to be. And we as a movement need to say, you know what? It's not just Donald Trump's job. If we're going to be saved, we're going to be saved because we save ourselves. And that, I think, is the real battle plan, irrespective of what they do, putting him in prison or not. Either way, I think that's going to work in Donald Trump's favor.
And so final question here, Vivek. I know I got to let you go in just a second here. A lot of people are worried about the path forward if they pull a Michelle Obama or a Gavin Newsom. I think it's critical this summer we define that we're running against the Democrat regime, not against Joe Biden. Your thoughts, Vivek Ramaswamy?
The reality is that we are running against a machine. It's like the equivalent of an evil version of the San Antonio Spurs, right? It doesn't matter which player's on the field. It's a machine that runs itself either way. I happened to bump into Gavin Newsom in the spin room and outside the spin room yesterday. The guy was as radiant as I've ever seen. I have doubts whether it'll be him versus somebody who checks the identity politic boxes like Michelle Obama. But that's exactly the attitude, is it doesn't matter who we're against. We're running this. It's a holy mission that we're on to revive this country, regardless of what that machine puts up. And I also think it's something that our movement needs to keep in mind. And this is an interesting, maybe longer discussion for another day between us, Charlie. I think our own America First movement needs to keep our eye on the ball. Dismantling the deep state, dismantling those three-letter agencies, dismantling the regulatory state, that is actually our objective. And sometimes we risk taking our eye off the ball, going after other objectives on the way. No, shut it down. That has to be our objective. And I'm challenging everybody else in our movement. There may be a lot of other goals we want to solve for. None of them can actually call for expansion of the regulatory state. We keep our eye in that ball. We shut it down. This never happens again in American history. But this time, that is the machine we're up against. And we're going in to dismantle that machine. And it's going to take leaders, starting with Donald Trump, who have their eye on that objective and actually go in and deliver it.
Vivek Ramaswamy, I know you got a dash. Thanks so much. Great work as always. Thank you.
Thank you.
Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. This is the 10 days of action. The Democrats are on defense, wondering if they even have a nominee. Let's not just watch and delight with popcorn. The delight is over. We didn't win an election, everybody. The election is not won. We're running up against the senile buffoon who is a spokesperson for the regime. Instead, let's pivot and move forward with voter registration, ballot chasing, doing the work in the grassroots. That is what is necessary. Wear your MAGA hat. Register voters. Get out in the streets. do the work. You could do that at tpaction.com/vote. Let's have a contest. Who can register the most voters this weekend? When you register voters, let us know. freedom@charliekirk.com. You guys can come on the show. We can talk about it. This is a great opportunity to expand the tent. It's Project 42. Can we register 42,000 voters? Remember, 25 new voters get a signed copy of my new book, Right Wing Revolution. 100 voters get an invitation to be on my show to tell your story. 250 voters get flown out to Phoenix for a dinner. So check it out right now. That is tpaction.com/vote. Become the force multiplier. Do the work. What a crazy week this has been, everybody. And next week, we get the immunity decision on Monday. So get ready for that. Do the work this weekend. Shabbat shalom. And after your rest, get to work, register voters, and let's win.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.